something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Who is Jesus?
Hallelujah. I love to talk about Jesus, the Prince of Peace, he is. The Lord of Lords, supreme, through all eternity. The great I am. The way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Hallelujah. I love to talk about Jesus. Who would you rather talk about?
Jesus.
Come on, tell me.
Jesus.
He's a Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, Supreme, the Great I Am. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Did you know he was the one who appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? It was Jesus. The Jews didn't know it. He said to them one day, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And these people who were so angry with Jesus suddenly started laughing at him. Why were they laughing at him? They said, we told you before that you are mad. You're not yet 50 years old. Now you claim to have seen Abraham. Then he said, before Abraham was, I am. They didn't like the construction. He should have said, before Abraham was, I was, so that they would laugh more. But they didn't like what he said because the connotation of his communication was, before Abraham was, I am God. So they said, what? You are a man. How dare you make yourself equal with God? They thought to kill him. Jesus said that he is the Son of God, and that made them mad. Because Son of God means God in the flesh. So Jesus declared that he was God in the flesh. Never get confused. We've got to tell the whole world. I was surprised as I ministered around the world and met ministers of the gospel around the world. Most had never studied the subject.
Most had never really known that Jesus Christ was himself God. They thought, yeah, but he's equal with God. Then I say, who is God? And they say, Jesus is the Son of God. They say, who is God? They say, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I say, where is Father? Where is Son? And where is Holy Spirit? No answer. And yet the Bible has answers. Jesus is the body of God. Did you hear me? Jesus is God in the flesh. Oh, why did the Father call him from heaven and speak from heaven and say, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased? They heard his voice come from heaven. Who do you think he is? Man? Do you use your mind to describe God? Didn't you just hear what we said he is? God. Is that so hard for God to be there and be there at the same time? Can't he speak from there and respond from there? Who is Jesus? Colossians chapter 1, from verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church. Read it for me, come on. He's the head of the body, the church. The church is the body of Christ. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have what? The preeminence. Read verse 17. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the divine essence of all things. Read verse 19 now. It pleased the Father that in him, in Jesus Christ, should all fullness dwell. What does it mean, fullness? Colossians chapter 2, go to verse 9. You will love this. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at that. For in him dwelleth. Not some. All the fullness of the Godhead in body. I told you Jesus is the body of God. What do you mean by Godhead? Godhead means Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For in him dwelleth all the fullness, the totality of divinity. All the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Where Jesus was, the Father was. The Holy Ghost was. He was God in fullness. God in full manifestation. They didn't know it. He was in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Jesus is the body of God. I told you, he was the one who appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It was Jesus that was in that burning bush where he called Moses, take your shoes off your feet, for where you're standing is holy ground. That was Jesus. The Jews didn't know it. But right there was Jesus, Son of God. They didn't know it. He gave Moses the Ten Commandments. God. Can you imagine? They tried their life long to obey his commandments. And when he came, they didn't know him. So he healed their sick, gave sight to the blind, unstopped their deaf ears, gave the lame and even the maimed new limbs. The Bible says, though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, because they didn't know who he was. If we don't know who he is, we'll ignore him. We'll treat him the way they treated him. While we're singing his songs, we'll ignore him. Because they worshipped him. They went to the synagogues, to the temples. They worshipped him everywhere. But they didn't know him.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio, the best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kumba, Love World Auditorium, behind Regal Hotel, View Road, Kumba. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays for Bible study, 5:30 p.m., and Fridays for prayer meetings, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 683-012-364 or 650-669-480 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com. This is a continuation of the message, Who is Jesus?
Hallelujah.
His presence in the Temple of Solomon, the priest could not stand to minister. His power was so great, just for them calling on him and singing songs to him, and they went prostrate on the floor. And yet when he showed up, they ignored him. And now he comes to the temple himself in his physical body. They ask him questions. By what authority do you do these things? Who are you? Who sent you? They questioned him. And finally, they crucified him. Not because he didn't have the power, but because he gave himself up for us. He took responsibility for our errors, for our transgressions, for our trespasses. He took responsibility. But he's not supposed to do it twice. He did it once for all time. You know, people say, well, I'm this way because God made me. Why do I do wrong things? Well, and I'm not responsible for my life. God did it. Well, he already bore responsibility for whatever happened to you or through you or by you or anything. He already took responsibility anyway. Now he commands all men everywhere to repent. That's why he came. That's why he died for everybody. He took responsibility. Now he commands all men everywhere and says, you must now turn to God. You must now turn from your sins. He paid full penalty for every sin and provided the life that we must live with the ability to live it, that none of us anymore should walk in condemnation because we're all under God's judgment. Now, we've got to tell it. Why do I love to preach the gospel? Apart from the fact that God sent me to preach it, I love to preach it because it works. It truly works. It works. How can I be quiet? It works. It's real. It's true. I preach it in the schools. I preach it in the streets. I preach it in the villages. I preach it everywhere. It works. It works for the poor, for the rich. Works for everybody. And works in every nation under heaven. You can trust it with your life. You can bet your life on it. It works. The gospel is real. And you know, the power of the gospel. It's so amazing because look at it. The Bible says, in the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed. We don't have to try to make it happen. Paul's preaching at Lystra. As a man important in his feet, never walked from birth. He's on the ground, he's listening. And Paul preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says he perceived that the man had faith to be healed. He turned to the man. He said, man, get up. Wow, wow, wow. You know, I read that as a young man, reading my Bible. I shouted glory, hallelujah. I was so stirred. Wow, wow, wow. The man got up. Paul wasn't thinking about, what might have happened to his ligaments, his tendons, his bones. You weren't thinking about what might have happened to his muscles. Never worked from birth. There's something about the Word of God. We were created by the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made by Him. All right? The Word was made by Him. The Word of God that was there in the beginning created all things. He made all things. The whole world was made by Him. So this Word that created all things is able to fix the ligaments, to fix the tendons. You don't tell Him what to do. He knows what to do. He said to the man, stand up. The Word that pre-existed man and made all things fixed the man's limbs instantly. God's Word, tell somebody, God's Word works in real time. Real time. I wish I could explain this to you, but you ought to know it. You ought to know it. God's Word works in real time. Real time. When we start sharing the Word of God, when we start discussing God's Word, we are operating at the same wavelength. At that moment, God's Word is synchronized with our spirits. That's why He says faith is necessary. Because with faith, you are synchronized with God's mind and thinking at that moment. Faith synchronizes you. Because you see the unseen. Faith helps you see. Imagine this. He says to the man, stand up. The Bible says he perceived that the man had faith to be healed. What does that mean? The man's spirit was synchronized with the Word, the gospel he was hearing. And when he says, stand up, the Bible says forthwith the man stood up. He was healed. He was healed. How does it happen? Well, that's the miracle power of God. It's not for our explanation. He created the whole world. All things were made by Him. And guess what? That Word that made all things, the Bible says, became flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's Jesus. The Word became flesh. The Word, which is God, became flesh. Do you get it? That's the Word in my heart. When it comes to me, He comes as Word. Enters into me as Word. Lives in me as God. Just put the scriptures together. John chapter 1. Let's pick them out. From verse 1. Look real quick. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was God. Why do you say the Word was God? Because the Word He's describing is in heaven, and then He wants to tell us about the Word coming to the earth. So in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Because, see, He uses the past tense because He's bringing, He's given us something, His story, the story of the Word. Do you get it? It's the story of the Word. John's given us the story of the Word. The Word was there in the beginning, and He was with God. He was God. What's John thinking about? John's thinking about He was God, but He became man. Do you get it? That's where John's going. He's saying the Word was always there in the beginning. He pre-existed man. He was God. He became man. Let's see. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Next. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Not by it, but by Him. So He's a person. And without Him was not anything made that was made. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Wow. Next. In Him was life. Thanks be unto God. Oh, hallelujah. And the life was the light of men. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kumba, Level Auditorium, behind Regal Hotel, View Road, Kumba. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays for Bible study, 5:30 p.m., and Fridays for prayer meetings, 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 6830-12364 or 6506-694-80 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.